Sheen had been doing a lot of filming, which was exhausting to him. He took time out to check himself into rehab for alcohol again in the same year. His engagement to Kelly Preston ended. There were reports that she had been shot in the arm at their home at the same time. So it kind of leaked to the press that she'd been shot in the arm at the Sheen residence.
Okay.
Around the time that the relationship broke off.
Okay.
And so, but Charlie Sheen talked openly about this.
Okay, he did.
This is his quote directly from Charlie Sheen. This is much later, of course. He says, I was downstairs early in the morning making coffee, and I thought she was still upstairs asleep, and I heard a fucking gunshot go off. I thought, did she really finally fucking do it? Did she kill herself? They're going to fucking blame me. So I abandoned the coffee because a gunshot in the morning will wake you up better than a nice cup of coffee, he said. And apparently that drew laughs from whatever crowd he said this in front of. I come around the corner, and there's naked Kelly Preston at the top of the stairs holding her wrist, staring at me, covered in blood, and I thought, that's pretty fucking hot. And then he quickly corrected himself and said, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
But he really did. After tending to Preston, laying her down, grabbing towels and bandages, and managing to stop the bleeding, he got around to asking her what happened, as you would. She explained to me that when she lifted my pants off the scale in the bathroom, the tiny revolver I used to carry fell out of the back of my jeans pocket, hit the floor, and shot a bullet right between her legs. And she got hit with shrapnel from the toilet bowl, which the bullet actually hit. But that wasn't the weirdest part, at least not for Charlie. The oddest moment, when I picked up the phone, I looked at the phone completely perplexed, and I didn't know whether to call 911 or 411. But for years, people thought, there's always this conversation, this discussion about the time I tried to kill Kelly Preston. So, yeah.
The tabloid media,
when this came out, really ran with it and said, like, Charlie Sheen was in a drunken rage and shot Kelly Preston. That's why they broke up. And it's like, not what happened at all. It was a total fucking accident. And she never filed any charges against him. No charges were ever brought against him. But for a long time in the media, or not for a long time, but, you know, for a good long time, they covered this like he was some kind of wild man. Now,
well, of course, it turns out that, you know.
You know what I mean? In this case, probably, you know, she says he
definitely
didn't know it.
There's no truth to this story, but there's obviously truth to other stories about Charlie Sheen.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, obviously at that time, he kind of was starting to get a reputation in Hollywood because, I mean, they're not going to run with the story unless it's deserved in some way.
So this was a very early controversy for him. Mm. So in 95, Sheen was named as one of many Johns who frequented brothels owned by Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss, pictured here. When questioned at her trial, Sheen famously said, I love sex and I can afford it. The actor admitted he paid $50,000 for prostitutes provided by the madam. He was a star witness in the trial of Heidi Fleiss. He didn't take his sex addiction seriously at the time, saying in the trial that he preferred the cheerleader type.
Whoa. So,
but he was never implicated in a crime. He just testified against the person, basically, that
shouldn't
used to bring him hookers.
Shouldn't even be illegal. I don't care.
So the next one is a little more sinister, I guess.
Woman beater?
Yeah, woman beater?
That's the name of the fucking...
I know.
So, yeah, let's hear about this.
So in February 1997, ex-girlfriend Brittany Ashland hit Charlie Sheen with a lawsuit claiming he beat her up and threatened to kill her. The lawsuit claimed that in December of 96, Sheen grabbed her by the hair and slammed her onto the marble floor of his Agora Hills home, knocking her unconscious and splitting her lip so bad she ended up needing 7 stitches. The suit charged Sheen with assault, battery, negligence, false imprisonment, and emotional distress. So they, you know, they threw the fucking book at him. Sheen pictured in court for the hearing on the left. No, you don't have that picture. This is him leaving the court.
Okay.
On one of those hearings.
So this is the actual, this is the picture of him and the girl he was beating
yes.
up here.
Okay, that's where that one belongs. Yeah. I don't know why they're all out of order,
so they got
TJ.
Discombobbled somehow.
Why?
I don't know.
You bastard.
I pulled
he looks very concerned at looking at
that
picture.
To be.
Wow. He's like, but oh shit, did I do that?
They're not for some reason. So yeah, this is him.
This is him. This is the woman. That's her lip that needed 7 stitches. This and that is him there at the trial hearing testimony. And so, yeah, he was sentenced to a 1-year suspended prison term and 2 years probation, as well as fines and community service.
So a typical Hollywood
celebrity
punishment.
Rich, yeah. He got the rich boy Hollywood deal.
And this picture that I was shown before is actually from him Something about a drug overdose, I guess. Is this him leaving the hospital?
Yeah, this is... sorry, well, I thought it was the same
thing. Well, this says judicial. This is a courtroom.
Yeah, no.
He must be leaving the court from some drug charge here.
Right. In May 98, Sheen suffered a drug overdose after injecting cocaine and was hospitalized. By August of 98, he checked into a rehab, as well as tacking on another year of probation from a previous drug offense.
Oh, I see.
After the OD, his dad, Martin Sheen, asked a Malibu judge to toss him in rehab. The worst thing that happened was the overdose, feeling my spirit dying, Sheen later told Playboy. Above, Sheen leaves a Malibu, California courthouse on November 16, 1998, after hearing related to his drug overdose. So, drug problems, overdoses, family asking him to be thrown in fucking rehab or something to get help for him.
Like I said, I mean, clearly he's a man that's out of control. He's injecting cocaine, nearly dying from it. I mean, and I think on the surface, when you look at somebody like Charlie Sheen, especially during this part of his career, like, no one really thought he was doing this kind of shit. Like, now it's just a joke. If you say Charlie Sheen's like crazy fucking actor, but like this time he still had that image of, like, you know, he's still a leading man.
Well, I mean, all of this stuff was huge.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff
press
is starting
news.
This is what's already eroding that image, basically.
It's definitely tarnishing his image in the
But,
eyes
you know,
of
I mean,
people.
Like, it didn't prevent him from getting a huge hit sitcom or any of that stuff. So, like, you know, they thought, like, a lot of people probably thought, like, the trajectory was, oh, he's a promising young actor. Okay, he got a little bit too crazy. But now he's back.
He's dialing it back.
You know, he had some crazy days in his youth, but now he's fine. But that's not the case either, because by 2005, 2006,
things were getting bad again. So Denise Richards, his second wife, divorced him in March of 2005 and accused him of alcohol and drug abuse, as well as threats of violence against her. The divorce was later finalized in November of 2006. And proceeded to a custody battle over their two daughters. So an ugly divorce. Their two daughters, Sam and Lola. On May 30th, 2008, Charlie Sheen married his third wife, Brooke Mueller. No relation, by the way, to Bob Mueller, the guy that was supposed to slay Trump for us but didn't.
Yeah, I didn't think there was a relation. But
all he had to do was go, yep, he's a Russian agent.
That's all he had to
That's
say.
That's all he had to say.
That's God all you got to say,
You have one
Bob.
Job, Bob.
The fuck is your problem?
The two are pictured here at the 61st Primetime Emmy Awards, probably one that he won an award on for 2.5 Men, I assume.
Probably.
On December 25th, 2009, Sheen was arrested for assaulting his ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, in Aspen, Colorado. Sheen was charged with felony menacing, third-degree assault, and criminal mischief. He pleaded guilty to the charges in August. He was sentenced to 30 days in rehab, 30 days probation, and 36 hours of anger management, whatever the fuck that is. He probably just did coke with a bunch of other Hollywood guys. Mueller also checked into a rehab, and the couple signed preliminary divorce paperwork. My husband had me with a knife, and I'm scared for my life, and he threatened me. So this seems to be a pattern
in
his life.
And
at this
we actually
point.
Have this
psychotic behaviors from drug, you know, other
abuse.
Have
some stuff here.
This is not super compelling, but you can skip a little around. Actually we might not even want to play it. It's a neighbor that calls.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, go ahead and play it. No, this is the. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different 911 call.
Oh, okay.
This is a separate. Play this one.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Fire Department 391, Sergeant Mercy.
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Nassif. I live in...
Oh, no. This is not it. No.
Okay, so you
yeah, this is the neighbor. I was right about this. Yeah, it doesn't...
There's another video here called Charlie Sheen's Ex Spills Beans on Abuse. Which ex is this?
That might be it.
Charlie Sheen has been in news lately for all the wrong reasons. And now his ex-wife, Denise Richards, opens up on Oprah's show
about
Sheen
and her marriage. So this is
Denise
Richards talking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Trouble star.
Denise says that she and Charlie recently called a truce and things seem to be calming down. And then on Christmas morning in Aspen, Colorado, Charlie Sheen was arrested after his wife, Brooke, called 911
saying
that he had threatened
her. So the fallout from this hit Denise Richards.
Right.
Because she's the one he calls from jail.
I see.
His ex.
Knife. And when did you find out?
I'm in jail again.
I actually got a call on Christmas, a collect call. Mm-hmm. From Charlie, and he said, I said,
Christmas Day,
and asked, I thought it was odd that he was calling collect. He said, yeah, they won't let me use my cell phone here. He said, I'm in jail. And So I said, my first thing was, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, I'm okay. And he, you know, told me that he and Brooke had gotten into a fight.
So he fights with his
current wife.
His current wife. And then when he goes to jail, he calls his former wife.
Yes, his ex-wife for help on Christmas Day, the way.
Yeah.
From a prison.
Collect call from Charlie Sheen on Christmas Day.
I'll take it, man.
Watch a little more of this because it gets worse.
Couldn't get into it because he said they were recording our conversation.
Well, in divorce documents, as I recall, you allege that he had threatened you at one point also. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you said that you were filing because you could no longer accept his abusive and threatening manner. So had he been abusive to you?
At times, yes. It does. I mean, there are times during the marriage where, you know, there was a lot of verbal abuse. He never hit me.
He never hit you?
He never hit me.
Do you still love him?
No. The person that I know isn't the person that I married, and I will always care for him because he's my daughter's father, and I will, at the end of the day, if he called me up and ever needed anything from me, I would be there for him.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
So then,
pretty much taking the high road with that, just saying, like, look, I don't really want to have anything to do with him, but, you know, I guess if he really needed my help, I'd try to help him, try to put him on the right path.
Yeah. So then, at that point, there's also this hotel room trashing incident where on October 26, 2010, a naked and nutty Charlie Sheen.
Naked and nutty.
Naked and nutty.
I'm naked and nutty, guys.
He tore up. Yeah, everybody wants to be naked and nutty. He tore up his pricey Plaza Hotel suite after which I think Trump owns the Plaza Hotel, I think.
Look, let me tell you some beautiful hotel.
I'm pretty sure Trump owns that. I'm not 100%, but I believe he does. Anyway, he was on a fucking booze and blow binge with porn star Capri Anderson.
But why not?
Which, yeah, that sounds like a good time. Hey, Salvador, I don't know what you're doing in here. Sheen reportedly erupted violently after returning to the posh hotel room with Anderson and discovering his wallet and cell phone were missing. Anderson called the front desk about the rampage. The rampaging Two and a Half Men star, and they made a 911 call at about 1:34 a.m. When police arrived, the room was a disaster area with clothes strewn about and the table turned over. Sheen was brought to the hospital after admitting to drinking and using cocaine and had to pay $7,000 in damages.
Dude, you know how many times Charlie Sheen just did probably retarded shit like this, and it's like literally like, sir, you caused $7,000 worth of damage. All right, take me to a hospital. How much do you? Like, $10,000. Just opens his fucking things out of his pocket. Like, here's $10,000.
Well,
they
said he lost his wallet. That's the whole reason he threw the tantrum in the first place. So he had to go
find
another wallet.
Dude, Charlie Sheen is a fucking rich ass dude. He might have actually had a wallet for some things, but you know he had a fucking money roll. Don't even fucking play for a minute like Charlie Sheen.
He just pulled money out of
his ass. He was buying drugs all the time. Of course he had a fucking roll of cash. What are you talking about? Hey, sir, do you take credit cards? No, Charlie Sheen is going to cities and he's scoring drugs immediately, or someone else is scoring drugs for him, but you still need the cash.
Guys, I just had to go have a little blow binge in the bathroom.
Cool.
To get myself in the Charlie Sheen mode. This is a weird one that seems to me like Charlie Sheen drunkenly crashed his car on the way home, but we'll see what you guys think.
Okay.
Robert's done it.
This is called the Mysterious Stolen Mercedes.
So mysterious.
So back in June 2010, Sheen's Mercedes-Benz was stolen and plunged over the side of a cliff for the second time that year.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen did it, dude.
Second time.
Sheen did it. Sheen fucking did it.
LAPD officials say that a security guard spotted the luxury car about 100 feet over the side of a cliff on Mulholland Drive just before 3 a.m. on June 15th. Officials round the plates and found the car was registered to Charlie Sheen. When police contacted the actor, he said he didn't know the car was even missing. The last time he saw his vehicle was at 4 p.m. that Monday afternoon. It turns out that Sheen had left his keys in the car, just like he had 4 months earlier when his Mercedes was found upside down at the bottom of a ditch in the same area.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
These thieves, man.
These thieves.
So I gotta tell
these thieves.
You
fucking car thieves.
that steal your car and then drive it so recklessly as to crash it
in
the
same
side
area.
Of the road.
On the same spot, dude, almost the same area.
But, you know, Charlie, you got to get rid of that bad habit of leaving your keys in the car.
And having some
like
person
that.
Steal it and then joyride, then crash it in the same spot where you were drinking.
It's so wild
driving.
That keeps
so,
happening to you.
Now, officially, these were two separate
okay.
grand theft incidents that
sure,
ended
sure.
in a drunken wreck at the bottom of a ditch near Charlie Sheen's house.
Strange enough. Yeah, so weird.
Look, the vehicle was stolen. I didn't even know it was missing.
And he accidentally left the keys in the car because there was no sign of breaking and entering or hot wiring or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like,
I know how it goes.
Whoopsie daisy.
What a farce, dude. What a farce.
Anyway, this brings us up to 2011.
Right, where...
which is the meltdown of meltdowns when it comes to Charlie Sheen.
Is this the right picture?
Yeah, that's fine. This is Charlie and his ex-wife, Brooke Mueller.
Dude, he looks like a fucking train wreck right here.
There were already four women there when Sheen had a friend call porn stars Casey Jordan and Melanie Rios to join the bash on the afternoon of January 26th. It's officially 24 hours of drinking, Jordan later posted on her Twitter page, saying she'd consumed two bottles of vodka, a bottle of wine, a pint of whiskey, and a beer. The X-rated actress, who has hired a lawyer, reportedly left hours before paramedics came. Porn pal Melanie Rios, 19, was still there when a 911 call came from the house, radar reported.
And this is actually where we want to play the 911 call.
Right.
Okay.
But this is actually really not.
Yes,
hi.
My name is Dr. Nasta.
It's not.
I live in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
It really isn't. I threw it in here because I thought maybe we'd need it. But honestly, it's a doctor that's lived right next door that said that he called over there asking if everybody was okay. And this porn actress answers and says no. And so he just basically says, send some EMTs, and that's what they did.
Well, they what did they discover when they got
Charlie
there?
Sheen coked out of his fucking mind with a 19-year-old porn star. And blow and alcohol and who knows what else everywhere.
Charlie Sheen is the real-life Dr. Oxo, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen Metal. I know you don't like that show, TJ, but like he literally he has hookers and he... I mean, not hooker, but he has a porn star and he has fucking cocaine. I mean, that I just...
Yeah, a 19-year-old porn star.
I mean, look, dude. Charles,
not that it's not illegal to fuck
Charlie
one,
Sheen.
But you can't drink
with
one.
This is about Charlie Sheen, dude. And you guys can argue, and a lot of people will probably argue this, but Charlie Sheen, for all intents and purposes, is living the American fucking.
But this is actually a picture from that night that was posted on Instagram.
This man is living the American dream at this time.
By
look,
one of these porn
we can
stars.
Say it's a meltdown. But I mean, look, if you had Charlie Sheen's money and shit, you'd be doing the same
I
shit.
I don't know about that.
You'd be doing the same shit, probably. Paul. Paul would be doing the exact same thing.
I don't think
don't
so.
Don't tell me
I don't
otherwise.
I think Paul would be doing the same thing.
I think Paul would be doing the same thing.
I'd be traveling the world
dude, TJ,
and
TJ,
going to brothels legally.
TJ'd
places,
be a choir
you know?
Boy. He'd be really good. I don't think TJ'd have any problems like this.
Oh
but Paul, dude.
TJ would immediately descend into a cocaine-fueled nightmare if he was a billionaire.
Oh,
I would not.
This would be TJ Kirk holding his bottle of wine with with his eyes closed.
I'm a motherfucking man. You're a woman. And this is wine.
For 24 fucking hours, you know what I mean?
Whatever, dude. So whatever.
You can have some wine, TJ.
You don't understand life, Paul.
So this, of course, precipitated a ton of things, which we will talk about later. But that is the meltdowns and controversies of Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God.
The only
dude.
Reason we're not mentioning the one that everybody's screaming about is because we have an entire fucking... we have an entire segment for interviews, and that is, you know,
holy
another
fuck,
kind of
dude.
Meltdown. But
holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.